The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Up next on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
I'm going to get radical. I'm going to stop letting the devil run off with my stuff and take what belongs to me while I'm just trying to crowd in a little space and get settled for leftovers. Ain't no more leftovers. I want the new stuff. For we walk by what? Faith, and not by sight. So once we get born again, now faith is coming, and this faith enables us to do things. As you saw Jesus, he spoke to a tree, and the tree dried up from the where? From the roots. And I'm saying that he was using faith. And if you just look at the scriptures, you'll see that that's all over the scriptures, that this faith is what God wants the church to live by. And he said in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, how does faith come? He said, faith, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The word of God. Now, sometimes in churches, unfortunately, there is a lack of faith. Faith only comes one way, by hearing. And hearing what? The word of God. So faith doesn't come by emotion. Faith doesn't come sometimes when people are in churches and so forth. There's a lot of emotion, a lot of sensation. Faith doesn't come by talking about politics and so forth. Faith doesn't even come by people trying to expound theology. You'll find that even if you, I want to qualify that. I'm just saying that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Once you get the word of God, for you to get faith, you're going to have to move from information to revelation. And once you move to revelation, faith cometh on that level. And so you'll find when revelation decreases, so does faith. And so God wants us to go from faith to faith to faith to faith. Say amen to that. Amen. All right. Now, what I'm saying is that many times when we see that there's no manifestation, the reason for the most part is because there is no faith being preached. And the Apostle Paul said, the word of faith which we preach. And this word of faith is necessary for you to see the demonstration of faith in the churches that we're in. I like what Bishop David Oyedepo said. He said that faith, if it has no proof, it's a fake. When you hear faith, it ignites the spirit. Yes. And you have to receive it by faith. Yes. Over in Hebrews 11:3, he says, by faith we understand. I said, by faith we understand. Now, if you just stop right there, you can see that faith is not human reason. Faith, as a matter of fact, human reason is an enemy of faith. The Bible even talks about Romans, and Romans chapter 8, and I think it's verse 5. Let's start right there. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Carnally minded is mindful of the senses, that we're mindful. Many times people are looking for some human, something that can feel, touch, taste, so forth and so on, but that's not in the realm of faith. Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 2. He said, preach the word. He said, be instant in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. Because he said, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. Are you with me here? Now, he knew that when you are preaching faith, you will find that that's when the enemy tries to get involved. He comes to steal that word because he knows that faith will move that mountain for you. And so what you'll find is you'll find that some people, when they hear faith, there is even a tendency to get offended. Look at Matthew chapter 15 and verse 12 through 13. Then came his disciples and said unto him, knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said unto them, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted shall be what? Rooted up. Now I'm saying that I am a faith preacher. I'm a faith preacher. Now, the thing that the scriptures bring out in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 7, remember them which have the rule over you, who have what? Spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith what? Follow. That's whose faith you follow. Now, I'm saying you follow their faith. They got to have some evidence that if you're going to follow. Now, understand, Jesus was producing evidence, but it was offensive to religious leaders.
Yes, sir.
They didn't want it because they knew what it was going to do. See, they're part of their ministries was built up, some of them, on great oratory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or traditions of men or whatever have you. But that's not going to distinguish the church.
Yes, sir.
That's not going to distinguish the church. What's going to distinguish the church is going to be some kind of evidence.
Yes, sir.
That something is happening in and through you that's not happening out there. Put up Romans chapter 4 and verse 13. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. All right, I want you to take that and put it up there in the Amplified translation first. Let's try that. For the promise to Abraham or his posterity that he should inherit how much? The world. Did not come through observation of the commands of the law, but through the what? Righteousness of faith. All right? Put it up there in the New Living Translation. Clearly, God's promise to give the whole earth to Abraham and his descendants was based not on his what? Obedience to God's law, but on the what? A right relationship with God that comes by faith. Now I'm talking about give the whole earth to Abraham and his seed. I'm saying that the wicked don't own a thing.
Right.
They're just holding it.
Right.
until the people of God stop singing them unbelieving songs and wake up to faith that they can take their inheritance. So I'm saying that to us now, that we've got something inside of us, and Satan has worked cleverly trying to keep that from manifesting. And so in the scriptures, he talks about the word of faith which we preach. Here is Jesus cursing the fig tree. Then he started teaching on faith. Here is Jesus going to the other side in Mark chapter 4, starting at verse 35. And in the middle, here comes a storm. This storm comes and is about to sink this boat. And they cried out, said, "Don't you even care?" And he gets up, rebukes the wind, and says to the sea, "Peace be still." And what happened? There was a great calm. And then he turns to them and said, "Why are you so fearful? How do you have no faith?" Now let me keep going. Can I go keep going? "You have slept with me, you walked with me, you went in the house, you ate with me, you did all of this." So you can sleep in the same house as Jesus, walk with him, talk with him, eat with him, and still not have 1 ounce of faith. And that's what's happening in the church. Got this big old Bible in our lap. Come on now. In here singing religious songs every Sunday. But where is your faith? Because out there, they got things going on out there that we shouldn't be allowing to happen. Yes, sir. On our watch.
Yes, sir.
Come on, preacher.
Somebody's got to talk about this. A tree produces. And that's what we should be doing. I'm saying right there in your own city, right there. What's going on? And we got to come back and regroup. We got to say, wait a minute now. What's going on here? I started in faith. Me and my wife were singing. She's playing the guitar, put it up. Pete's playing the guitar. And here I was singing with her. And then I did the preaching. And she took up the offering, accounted the money, or whatever have you. Look at this. That's by faith.
Yeah.
See, faith sees the future.
Yeah.
You can't talk faith out of action. Because once you're in faith, you can see.
Yeah.
Didn't bother me. I didn't have but one. I had two suits, a sport coat, and two pair of pants, and I flipped them around all the time.
That's it. Yeah, yeah. Come on.
But you got to first kind of say, wait a second. What have I been? Well, I'm just having church here. I'm just, no, what's going on? And we got to look at that. We got to see, wait a minute, that's something not right here.
That's right.
And I'm saying that when you start moving in faith and start accumulating, the Pharisees are going to rise up against you. And that's the way you can kind of know that you're moving forward in faith. Now, I'm saying that because you got to stay in faith. You got to start in faith. You got to grow in faith. And God's leaving it up to you to do that. He's not going to just, he's giving you that part. Say amen to that. Now, what is radical faith? It is something that will bring extreme social, economic, and political change. Something that will bring extreme social, economic, and political change. Now, I believe Rosa Parks moved in radical faith. I'm watching what we're doing now. We're able to go into the prison system because by faith I decreed that we're going to turn prisons into what? Boarding schools. Now, these prisons and the boarding schools, it look like things are happening all of a sudden. Now we've got it so that the people who are about to be released have the employers come to the detention center. Now, I'm just saying here that when God is using you to walk by faith, do not consult your reason. Do not consult human logic, because it ain't in there. It is somewhere above that. God is going to use you to change some things on the face of this earth and in your city. And the way we got to do that is we got to put aside this human reason and what we think about it and what so-and-so did that didn't work. What we got to do is just receive what God said. Romans chapter 8 and verse 14, please. Just stay with me, because I'm talking about something. I'm talking about we're going to get radical. We got to stop trying to be cute with the gospel. Because everybody else out there coming out of the closet, you need to come on out too. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Watch this. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, what? Abba, Father. Keep going. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the who? Children of God. And if children, then what? Heirs. Heirs of who? God. And joint heirs with who? Christ. Now, how much does Christ own? He's the lawful owner of what? Everything. Then if he's the lawful owner of everything and you are joint heir with him, come on, you are joint heir with him. See, I'm believing this, and I want to get radical with it. Because the Bible, put up Psalm chapter 47 and verse 8, please. God reigns over the heathen. Yes. What does that mean to me? That means that God will tell the heathen what to do. Yes. Come on. Yes, he'll tell the heathen to give me that airplane. Yes. He'll tell that, come on, you, I'm talking about radical faith. This man had taken Sarah in Genesis chapter 20 and taken her in his palace, and then Abraham just relied on the vengeance of God, because God said, anybody that tries to curse you, I'm gonna curse him. And he stayed right there in faith. And the next thing you know, in Genesis chapter 20 and verse 3, here is God, and he comes to Abimelech in a dream and said, behold, you're but a what? Dead man. Keep reading that chapter and you'll see Abimelech start giving Abraham everything he had. I'm saying, one of our FMA pastors told me that he was a big drug dealer, drug kingpin in Latin America, and here he was running everything. This preacher wanted the land, and they said they said the government owns it. He went to the government, but the government knew that the kingpin controlled the government, and so they couldn't sell it to him. But he went to seek God. The next thing you know, God moved on the kingpin. And the kingpin called him, said, meet me out of this land at 12 midnight. The devil always does business at night. And he said, meet me at 12 midnight. Next thing you know, he met him. He brought one of the deacons out there with him, reluctantly probably. And he brought him out there. And there's a kingpin, all these SUVs driving up with shotguns. The kingpin gets out shaking. He said, listen, he said, now don't. He said, I don't know what you've done, but you're going to have that land, and I'm going to give you that land. He said, now, your God called me. I think he said, he called me on my cell phone, and nobody has my cell phone number. Now, God's got the cell phone of the man that's got your property. I'm only saying, for you to be able to take a man up on the roof and tear it open, you're going to have to think on another level. Everything in this earth belongs to you if you need it. Put it up there, 1 Corinthians 3:21. I'm saying I'm going to get radical. I'm going to stop letting the devil run off with my stuff and take what belongs to me while I'm just trying to crowd in a little space and get settled for leftovers. Ain't no more leftovers. I want the new stuff. Now, this is the kind of faith that I'm going to run in from now on. Because I'm going after what God says belongs to me. I'm going to stop sitting in here singing songs and letting the devil run off with my property. Say amen. Amen. Everybody in the church supposed to be debt-free. Amen. Debt is not your portion. Amen. Say amen to that. Amen. Look what he says here. Therefore, let no man glory in men, for all things are whose? They're yours. They're yours. All things are what? Yours. He didn't say just all spiritual things. He said all things. Everything that you'll ever need in this life, according to life and godliness, is already yours. Say amen to that. Now, are you with me?
Yes.
Now, I'm saying I didn't come for these three nights just to kind of pet people and just talk about how good God is and all of that. I'm not talking about that. I want to wake up something inside of you that's been asleep. And while you've been asleep, the devil's been laughing and running off with what belongs to you. Say amen to that. Folks, the church is supposed to be the most powerful institution in the world. We're supposed to be the ones. So I'm saying to you now, we're going to study this faith. We're going to look at what it is and how much of it you got. And then we're going to provoke you to use it. Say amen. And the violent take it by force. If you want to know the truth, there's not a single thing in the inventory of what you would need in this earth that you're supposed to pay for. Not a single, come on now. Now, I don't care if you don't like the way I'm preaching. But that is the kind of force of faith that I had to operate in to get this mall.
Yes, sir. Amen.
God said, you go and go before that mayor and you tell that mayor that you want to have services in that mall. Gave me the scriptures to do it. I had to show up in that place face to face and give her the scriptures that God gave me. And all of a sudden when I gave them, the mayor jumped up. That looked like the blood had gone out of her face. And she said, Reverend, can you sit here? I said, well, I ain't got nowhere else to go. And he said, sit here. And she went in there and went to the building commissioner and came back and said, Reverend, I don't know what to do now. They have already voted you cannot have services in that shopping mall. I'm just saying, up until now, the devil's been running it. Up until now, the devil's been telling you where you can go. But now is extreme faith. Now comes radical faith. A lot of times what people do is they don't believe their prophet.
I do.
Amen. But that's the truth. They don't believe their prophet. It says, whose faith follows? If I didn't have any evidence, I wouldn't ask you to listen to me. I don't know how it really is, but I've heard that in the days of Jesus, you couldn't be a rabbi and speak in the synagogue unless you had means. They would not let a poor rabbi speak. I got means. Do you hear what I'm telling you? I'm telling you, all you got to do is follow my faith. All you got to do is find out how you're doing it, Pastor. I'll just give you the formula. You just follow the same thing. The truth will produce for you the same way it's produced for me. Say amen.
Amen.
But people want you to step out on your faith, and they want the benefits of it.
All right now.
Oh, boy, that got quiet when I said that. No, no, let's all do it. This is 2020. Revelation. You're going to see clearly now. Sit down.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Here I was starting down at Lake Pulaski with nothing but faith. Next thing you know, I'm up in the White House. I'm not trying to talk about how great I am.
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk about how much faith I'm using. And I'm saying God is no respecter of person. What he did for BW, come on, he's going to do for you. If nothing else, just follow my faith. Because you're not going to catch me. Just follow me. Because I'm working it.
Work it up.
Say I'm working it. You ask him, you say, why are you letting your faith go to sleep? Help me. This is the faith of God. This is the God, this is the faith God used to create the universe. What are you talking about? Now I'm saying that because anything else the enemy can stop. And the only thing he can't stop is faith. Now look at Luke chapter 17. Now I'm going to decree some things in this place because I believe what I say will come to pass. No, 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 no. I speak real estate over here. See, let me, we're going to go to Luke chapter 17, but let me just say something. What the enemy did not expect and did not have a real revelation of was God's power. Now, I know I showed him this on Sunday, but I want to go back and show it again. Put Daniel chapter 1, verse 3, verse 4. And this is when Jerusalem, because they've gotten away from God, now they're going into captivity. All right? Now, God hadn't forgotten them, but they go in captivity so they can get back right. And look what it says here. This is our people that the Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, Babylon is a world, he said, now, pick these people down in Jerusalem. Amen. Just pick these. Make sure that he said, the king spoke to Ashpenaz, the master of the land. He said, bring certain of the children of Israel in. Come on, next verse. King seed. He said, children in whom there was no what? Blemish. Well, what? Favor. And skillful in all what? Wisdom. And cunning in knowledge and in understanding science. Okay. All right. You got it? Now put it up there in the New Living. And just see what kind of people these were that he picked out. In the New Living, he said, now select only the strong. Select only the, come on, healthy. Now that takes some folk out right there. Now this one might get a lot of people. Select only the good looking. Young men. And he said, now I'm just saying that this Satan has cherry-picked folks that should be in the church.
Yes.
You cherry-picked them. Picked them out. Why? Because they're producers. They don't need nobody sleeping on him. Don't need nobody coming late to work. He needs people that he can give a project to and have completed without him looking over their shoulder. So what did he do? He left all the rest. But here's God.
Amen. Amen.
Who is all powerful. And God says in John chapter 15, verse 16, you didn't choose me. You didn't choose me. He said, what?
I chose you.
I told you what that was like. That was like me, you know, when I was a young boy in high school and we were going, you know, to play some parties and so forth. And me and Joe and Eldridge were standing up and this young lady kept looking at us, you know, and I felt she was kind of looking at me. And so I kind of stepped back from the group to just see that her crosshairs follow me, right? Follow me. And she followed me. I said, uh-huh. And I stepped back to the group. I said, boys, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be with y'all. Look like I've been chose. Are you following what I'm saying? Something about being chosen makes you feel good. But God saw all of your deficiencies and chose you because He is a creator and He can remake your body, your mind, He can remake your attitude. Now, what I'm going after now is grace knowledge. That God is now bringing grace knowledge into the church. This is knowledge that you didn't have to get through experience. Amen. This is knowledge that's going to be dropped on you because God chose you. He's going to drop the intelligence on you, and He's going to drop the skill on you. Say amen to that. So I'm saying this is going to be your season. Yes. Now, what I have to do is teach something that will give you the faith to receive what He has. Yes. Say, this is my season. Yes. All right, look at Luke chapter 17, verse 5. And the apostle said to the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if you had faith as a grain of mustard seed, you might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up by the root, be thou what? Planted in the sea, and what'll it do? It'll obey you. But which of you having a servant plowing? Man, that's good. Plowing or feeding cattle will say unto him by and by when he has come in from the field, go and sit down to meat. And will thou not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup and gird yourself and serve me until I have eaten and drunken. And after that, you'll eat and drink. What is he talking about? It's the same teaching that Jesus is doing. He's talking about faith. He said, faith's supposed to work for you. Amen. Watch this. Don't let him rest. Amen. Don't let him, the moment he comes in with your promise, put him back out there. He's designed to work. And I'm saying sometimes people are sitting on their faith, just letting it do, and nothing else, decree something. God's got a plan for your life that only faith can fulfill. Boy, that just came out of the Spirit of God. You couldn't touch that in a natural mind if you tried to. With 50,000 degrees, you couldn't touch it. God's about to take you somewhere faith can't take you. I mean, that human reason cannot take you. Only faith can take you there. Say, I'm ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
Now, where is that faith? It's in me. That faith is coming out of my spirit, not 1 ounce of faith in my head. It's coming out of my spirit. So you can't sense it. You can't eye, ears, nose, you can't touch it. You can't reason. You can't, right there, God's going to give you something impossible. Why? Because it's a faith step.
Amen.
When Ray and Dolores were starting the JBS school, they said, you know, came back and said, well, it'll take you know, 1 or 2 years, whatever, to get it started. I said, well, I went, let me pray about it. I prayed about it, and God said, tell him it'll take 2 months. And look, 2 months school, now it's all over the world. Now, what am I saying? God is going to give you an assignment.
Come on, come on.
That without faith, you can't fulfill.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. That's where we're going now. You're going to have faith to do this. And somehow we're letting that faith slip or letting that faith sleep. And you can tell when you get in it now, you're going to have some haters. I said, you're going to have some haters. Faith does not need human reason to believe. Faith does not need human reason to believe. Reason can be a mortal weapon against your faith that Satan uses. Because he wants to stop one thing, is your faith. Now, I'm just saying that. Use your faith on your body. I better try that again. Use your faith on your body. All right. Now, let's come back again to Mark chapter 11 and start at verse 19 again. Don't be looking for 3 points and a point. I'm not giving you that. I'm giving you grace knowledge. This is knowledge that I'm just going to give it to you. I'm going to say, tomorrow about this time is going to be plenty and it's going to be cheap. Do you know what I'm saying? And how do you receive it? By faith. You're not looking to prove it with your senses. You're not looking to go to court with it and get somebody to make a judgment. You're not looking for your senses to agree with it. Nothing like that. That is not how I got here. I got here because I was willing to receive what God said. And he said, buy that shopping mall. Didn't have no money and there no mall sense. But I said, I receive that. Now, I'm speaking to you right now. In the next 2 nights, 2 days, by Friday, God's going to speak to you about doing something. Boy, that came from the Spirit of God right there. That came from the Spirit of God. God's going to speak to you about doing something. And what is going to yield is great increase. See, if y'all pull it out of the prophet can give you a word. Yes. Say amen to this. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Man, this is good. I like this. I said, I like this. You need to dip into that anointing.
Yes, sir.
Because God can have your debt paid by Friday night. You need to dip into that anointing, boy. I said, you need to dip into that anointing. Because I feel there's an anointing coming on. Come on. And it's one of it is a debt canceling anointing. Say amen to that. You see what I'm saying? That last thing the enemy wants is for you to get in faith. Because when you get in faith, he's done. You're about to take everything he ever stole from you, your mama, your grandmother, your great-grandmother. Everything is coming back to you. As a matter of fact, I'm decreeing it. This year is your year of great recovery. Oh, boy, man, I tell you this. I didn't expect this. This is your year of great recovery. Say restore. This is not what I thought I was going to do tonight. I'm telling you. Something is stirring up. I sense faith being stirred up. Come on, I feel a miracle working anointing. Don't be concerned if if somebody doesn't receive this? You just receive your portion. Put it up there. Romans chapter 3 and verse 3. Put it up there, please. Look what he says here. Romans chapter 3 and verse 3. He said this. He said, now what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God what? Without effect? Come on. He said, God forbid, yea, let God be true, and every man be a liar. I said, every man's going to be a liar. I came to this city with $200, and it took me a while to get here, but you're working now under an accelerated program. Whose faith you gonna follow? Say, I receive that. And when you pray, come on, we're gonna pray in the Holy Ghost. Okay, stop. Now, when you pray in the Spirit, you pray the will of God. So say this with me. I receive that. Now, take it right there. That's yours. You prayed it, and now you took it. Whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe. Now, give God praise for this. Say amen. God is telling me now, tell him I make all things new. God's gonna give you new relationships, new business. Come on, new ministries. All right. Sit down.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, see, this is the way you need to use your prophet. I've come here to bless you. You just dip into that anointing, put some pressure on that anointing. Don't tell him you want what I got. Tell him you want a double portion. But see, you trying to figure that out with your head, and that devil stop you every time. It ain't going to be theology that's going to make it. I'm saying you're going to have to base it on the Word of God, but it's going to have to be the Word of faith. That Word of faith, God will put it in your heart. You have to just say it. You can't challenge it. You can't do anything. I said, radical faith, radical. I said, man, radical, because I stood up here on a Sunday and said, I think I'm going to call this session, radical faith. Man, I went back home and said, wait a minute, radical. Well, that was the same thing I did about Wall Street. I stood up there on the steps and said, we're turning the West Side into Wall Street. Whoa, Wall Street, that's Babylon, isn't it? No, I went in the book, found the young lady who's a Christian, and she used to work on Wall Street, and then she had her own business. Now she was giving a presentation before one of the large denominations. She said, God, what shall I tell them? Give me something exciting to tell them. He said, well, you can start by letting them know that Wall Street and the way Wall Street operates was my idea. I said, oh, my goodness. So I'm saying things that my spirit knows, but my head doesn't know. And for you to get here, that's what you're going to have to do. Say amen to that. You're going to have to walk by faith and not by sight. See, if I can break the power of See, some of y'all are right at the door. Boy, I can see in the spirit. You're right at the door. See, you're still a little afraid to let go of the shoreline. But God's about to take the current and move you on out. You're right at the door, man, but you've been dipping in this thing and dipping in it, and that's why you haven't seen the explosion. And you won't have to say, let go, let God, let him do it. And be loud-mouthing all the way. Say amen. Amen. Now, when you talk like this, the devil knows that it's about to happen. So he, just like Joseph, he talked about it and noticed his brothers tried to kill him. Notice here's David. He comes to the front line. He talks big talk. And notice what happened to him. They tried to get him to go back there. I'm saying when you talk big talk, listen. Don't listen to them. Just keep talking like God.
Well, I trust that you were blessed by today's message. Now, here are a couple of points you want to remember. God has a plan for your life that only faith can fulfill. Now, that's why faith is so important, because without it, it's impossible to please God. No wonder. You can't do his work without it. Praise God. Number two, faith does not need human reason to believe. A lot of times things happen, people quick, well, that happened because. It doesn't make any difference why it happened. Just get rid of it by faith. Find a promise in God's word that promises you that you've overcome that, or you've delivered from that, or you can be healed from that, and just say the word. Just say, don't stop trying to figure it out how all this came. Well, my grandmother had this and my, no, you don't need to know that. Just take faith and cut it off. Praise God. Well, we have this offering. This product is called Radical Faith. Praise God. And this radical faith is truly, it'll get you to another level of faith. And that's what I want to do. Because a lot of times people just get this entry level of faith. You know, they got saved by grace, are you saved through faith, you know? And that's the level they say it is a saving level. But how about the level where you can produce houses and get healings? And so let's come on up. Radical faith. Praise God. Get it off. You can order it online or download it, or order it from us. We'll send it to you. The point is, get this teaching. Radical faith. Praise God. Well, Bill Winston here saying, until next time, we love you and keep walking by faith.
Today's series, Radical Faith, is available on CD or MP3, on DVD or MP4. To order in the U.S., call 800-711-9327 or go online at billwinston.org. In Canada, call us at 844-298-2900 or go online at billwinston.ca. One thing that we can learn from these unprecedented times is that we as believers must use our faith now more than ever. God has an amazing life for you that only faith can fulfill, despite the chaos in the world today. In this series, Dr. Winston teaches you how to build your faith for new levels of radical living and to change this world for the kingdom. You are created for such a time as this, and radical times call for radical faith. Get this must-have series today. Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. Contact us by phone at 1-877-543-9443 or submit your prayer request online at billwinston.org/prayer. Follow us on Periscope and Facebook to join us for our regular live prayer sessions. We want to thank our partners who have made this prayer call center possible. Together, we are transforming lives throughout the world. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you. The mission of Bill Winston Ministries is to preach the gospel of the kingdom throughout the world. This broadcast has been made available to you through the faithful support of Bill Winston Ministry partners and friends. We invite you to become a partner and join Dr. Bill Winston as he trains believers how to live independent of this world system and have dominion over it. Thank you, Bill Winston Ministry partners and viewers, for your continuous support of the Believer's Walk of Faith broadcast. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.